Thank you for listening to this teaching from Forerunner Fellowship. For more teachings or to subscribe to our podcast, as well as information about our congregation, visit our website at forerunnerfellowship.org.
That to me is always marking when I think about me and all of the me about me that I know that you don't know. And I'm grateful you don't know. And I'm not telling you. So you could just imagine Brad's really bad somewhere deep in there. You're just like you. And all of your secret stuff that I'm glad we don't know either. I think about me, and I think about, you know me, you know how messed up things are deep in there, you know the thoughts that race through my head, you know the motives of my heart that I war against, you know me and you still like me. It's fascinating. It's the reason that we don't know everything about each other, because we're not as forgiving and kind as God is. We probably wouldn't like each other as much as we do. It's the kindness of the Lord, actually. And yet he knows us to our very core. And he likes us. I love that. Let's put up that first verse out of Job. Job chapter 28, 23 through 24. He sees everything. He's a God who knows us. And he sees everything. Job 28. God understands the way. He views the ends of the earth, and he sees everything under the heavens. Now, if you can take a moment and pretend that you're meeting a new person, okay? You're being introduced to somebody's friend. You're meeting somebody at a coffee shop, and you show up, and there's their friend sitting across the table that you didn't know was going to be there. And they say, hey, let me introduce you to my friend. And you don't know this person. You've never met them. Say, okay, hi, my name's Brad. What's your name? God Almighty. Okay. I work at the prayer room. What do you do? I view the ends of the earth. I see everything under the heavens. Whoa! You must got some big peepers. You see everything? He sees everything. That is so powerful. It's really helpful when you've lost your keys, because he knows where they are. He sees everything. It's really helpful when you're feeling very small and unknown, and like people around you are being promoted, but you're not. It's really helpful because he sees everything. It's really helpful when you wonder, God, how do these things, you know, work? How is it that these things are all happening in the earth? He sees them. He sees your circumstance. He sees everything. I just find confidence and comfort in this fact that we know the one who knows and sees everything. And yet, with him being all-powerful, he still doesn't act on everything the way that you and I would, with such just instant, just in rashness. You know, we would just act. We'd see it and just move on it. We'd just do it. With perfect wisdom and understanding, with a lot of experience under his belt, though he didn't even need it, he sees everything and responds to situations with perfect measure of clarity and restraint. He sees everything. God, this thing's happening in my life. Do you see it? You can rest assured he sees it. He sees that. I just like to be known. I just like for somebody to be in my corner. For somebody to know what's going on in my life. This thing is like so ... Does anybody see this? God sees it. He sees it. He sees everything. Proverbs 15:3, if we can get that one up there. His eyes are everywhere. Says it similarly. It's another similar thought process. Of course, you know tonight if the session title is His Watchful Eye, you know we're going to be looking at a bunch of Bible verses about God's eyeballs, okay? I want us to understand the way that this works, that we're living under a watchful God, under his care, and his eyes are on us. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. He sees what the wicked do in secret. He sees what the wicked do at the table. He sees what the good do. He sees what the redeemed do. He sees every moment. He saw the promotion. He saw the injustice. He saw the acts that you thought no one could see. He sees everything. His eyes are everywhere. No one is like this. The most observant person, if you are lucky enough to have a friend or a spouse or a family member that is very observant, I love people like that. I am not that person. I ascribe to be, I've like figured out, I can be observant on like one thing at a time and everything else on the planet must suffer. So I'll give one thing attention, and if that's not my kid, I just have to run out into the street and hope he's not there. Because I am limited in my capacities. But if you're lucky enough to know someone well who's very observant, you know that they're very thoughtful with that observation. They're observant and they have careful care to detail. And they just, it's so fun to be known by an observant person because they just see those little details. God is infinitely more observant than whatever person just flashed through your head. He sees everything. He is observing it and he's actually responding perfectly. You know, this is one of those things that it took me a minute in Christ to understand this point. He sees everything. He makes the perfect judgment and assessment of the situation. And then he acts immediately the perfect way. And most of the time, the perfect way is to do nothing. And that's the perfect way. It took me a while in Christ to understand the perfect wisdom of God is to do nothing a lot of the time. Because to do something would actually upset all of the purposes of the Lord. To intervene, to shift this, to change this, it would actually wind up changing the direction, the trajectory, the purposes, the plans that God has for your life and the person next to you. God on purpose, he sees it. He sees it. It's enough for us to know. He sees your situation. And he's actually doing exactly what he knows to be perfect and best. How about Genesis 16:13? Love this one. This is Ishmael's mom. She's going through it. Abraham's wife, Hagar. And she's in this situation where things are not particularly awesome. And then the Lord breaks in. And she says this in Genesis 16. She says, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. I love this moment. She's in a moment of despair. And then God does one of the God moments. He breaks in one of the ways that only he could break in. He touches her in a way that is powerful. We've all seen those moments in our life where he did something. He wasn't doing something, nothing, 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 something. And the something happened. I want to challenge us to say to God what Hagar said to God. Now I see the one who sees me. Now I see that you are seeing me. You are moving on my behalf. And I see that actually you saw me all along. You didn't just see me this moment. You were watching, and in careful timing, with perfect precision and wisdom, you acted perfectly by doing nothing. Day after day, after week, after month, you acted perfectly. And then you moved in a way that redeemed all of that time and showed me you saw me all along, and now I see the God who sees me. What a powerful way to live. What a great revelation. I see the one who sees me. He's seen me the whole time. To live that way, to live with the revelation that we serve a God who sees us right now. The thoughts that are racing through your head, the doubts as I pray, as I read these scriptures, he sees. He sees us. He is the one who sees us. All right, well, as we jump into this, I just want to kind of spout off a few of the benefits by living out of this understanding. How many of you know that? Okay, I'm going to go pretty Chick-fil-A carnal here for a second. Okay, so there was a season of time where Chick-fil-A's were popping up all over the place, all right? And they were doing this camp out at the Chick-fil-A. They maybe still do it. There just aren't as many openings nearby. But they were doing this thing where the Chick-fil-A opens. If you're one of the first 100 people, you got, was it 100? Was it 50? I think it was one a week, 52. Yeah, it was 52
free combos, maybe free number ones or free combos or whatever it was, if you were one of the first 100 people in the door the next morning when they opened. So all this camping out business started happening. Oh man, we were camping out. We would go to these things. I don't know how many of we went to. We would drive to other cities. We would camp out. We would get 52 Chick-fil-A, you know, number ones. I don't know how much weight we collectively gained. It was bad. Some have still not recovered from that season. It was a tough, tough run. Oh, but man, were we eating? We're all poor. It's like 52 number one combos. And we got like four or five of these. I mean, we did a bunch of these things. We were eating. Where was I going with this? Oh, no, I know. I remember. Okay. All right, so the value of the understanding, it was different. Okay, I can remember there'd be people that we would talk to. We'd go, hey, listen, they're doing another one of those Chick-fil-A openings. And a few of us, our eyes would get really big. And a couple of people would go, really cool, that's awesome. What do we do? Well, we got to camp out at the place. You meet at this place at this time. You got to camp out all night. And they feed you in the middle of the night and play games and stuff, whatever. But there would be a few of us that would actually show up, and there would be a lot of people who had the revelation and did nothing with it. And then they would have the audacity, the nerve, to ask me to give them one of my free sandwiches. I'd say, who do you think you are? You camp out like the rest of us. You boo don't stink? Come on. There's a difference between having a revelation and acting on it and having a revelation and doing nothing with it. The reason I bring that up, and that was a bit of a bunny trail, sorry. I just like talking about that. It was so much fun. We gained so much weight. The reason I bring that up is because I'm talking about living with a revelation that God's eyes are on us. And you can have that revelation and do nothing with it, or you can have that revelation and live out of it, act out of it, believe it and apply it. I want to encourage you to believe it and apply it. And if you're like, I don't even know how to do that, run at it and fail and keep failing and you'll get better at it. Just promise yourself you're going to try. I want to understand this revelation. I want to live out of it. I don't want to hear these words and then live the same way that I did before. I want to live out of the revelation that there is a God in heaven who sees me, who's watching me, and that means my life can be very different than the person who's sitting right next to me who doesn't have that revelation or who has it and isn't living out of it. I can tell you for the last nearly 20 years, I've had a measure of clarity about this point, and it makes the world of difference. It doesn't change my circumstances. Almost never does it change my circumstances. But it almost always changes my perspective because he's with me. So I want to encourage you, don't hear these words. Take a hold of this truth. The God who sees you right now, in that moment, all time, and he's for you. And he likes you for some crazy reason. Okay? All right, let me just read you a few of the benefits. By knowing that he sees us, this means he's always with us. We're never alone when we drive down that road. He's always with us. It means he's hurting when you hurt. Your friend who loves you, your one who is filled with affection, he does not sit in that car seat next to you as you drive down the road sad, laughing at you. He mourns with you. When you hurt, he hurts. Because he sees you, he sees the tears. He sees the ache. He has ache in his heart when you have ache in yours. He has empathy in a way far greater than, I mean, even the best of us. He sees our struggles rightly. He sees our struggles rightly. It's pretty easy to see people's struggles wrongly. And to just point the finger and judge. It's even easy for ourselves to see our own struggles and sometimes see them with a veil or a misconception. He sees your struggles, all of them, and he sees them rightly. That's so good. When I'm messed up, I'm doing something wrong, I'm struggling through something, I'm trying to overcome something, he sees me and he sees me rightly. He's watching and he's attentive and he sees me rightly. He sees every single reach of your heart. No person can see that. I'm surrounded by a lot of great people, and they don't see the reach of my heart. And I don't see yours. But there is one who sees you. Do you see the one who sees you? He sees the reach of your heart every time. Man may not esteem it. In fact, You might even get somebody coming down on you and going, what are you doing? You're like, well, I'm reaching. It's just a pretty weak reach. It doesn't look real impressive, but I promise it's a reach. And they just kind of shake their head at you. God sees every reach of your heart. I'm so grateful for that, because there are times where my reach is so pathetic. I'm like, I don't even want to admit how bad. But I know in my heart it's a reach. It's just so bad. It's so bad. You guys have heard us share before. I had a dream one time. It was such a perfect picture. It was a bunch of us on the ground, and it was in a season for us where things were just the hardest. And it's like we were all pretty much dead. I mean, we were skeletons on the ground. It was pretty rough with just a little bit of flesh. I know it's kind of gross. And I was on the ground as this skeleton laid out, and the bus is right there ready to load us up, and it's the purposes of God to take us to the next season. And all I could do was lift one skeleton finger and just kind of wave it at the bus. I had no more strength to do any more than that. God sees even that weak reach. He looks at that and he says, that's beautiful. You're reaching. That was all you had to give today. I'm so glad you chose to give it. I'm so glad you chose to lift that finger and reach. He loves it. He loves it. He knows what is done in secret. No one does, but God does. He knows what is done in secret, what you've done for him, for others, for yourself, even what you've messed up on, but you were trying. God sees what is done in secret, and he's so pleased. He loves it. The life that you live in secret is better than the life that you live before men. The life that you have before God, he sees every movement of the heart, every ache of the soul. He sees what is done in secret, and he's so pleased. He longs to reward us. We serve a God who sees every moment, and he's longing to reward those moments. He's waiting for you to do something good so he can reward you. He's not waiting to judge you and strike you down. I don't know where we got that picture of God, but it's not in our Bible. We have a God who's looking for even the slightest good deed, even the slightest right motive for him to go, yeah, that's my girl. That one down there. Well, they hardly did anything. Not to me. You don't know what that gift meant to me. You don't know what that act of kindness meant to me. We serve a God who is with us. He's the only one who's with us. He's the only one who can see perfectly. He's the only one that knows what your first words are in the morning, your last words at night, your thoughts when you drive down the road. He's the only one who sees, and he's longing to reward you. This is such a powerful revelation to live with. He longs to reward us. He wants to do good things for us. He sees every time someone mistreats you. There's never been one time that you were mistreated that God didn't see it. Now, there may be times where your parents didn't see it, where the teacher at school didn't see it, where your spouse didn't see it. There might be times where others that are near you don't see it, but God sees every time you're mistreated. He sees. He sees how you respond every time. He knows every time you're mistreated. When I'm mistreated, I just love to go, oh, God, you see this. I know you do. I know you're watching right now. You see this. And now you're watching to see what I do. And am I going to turn around and slap them back? Am I going to mistreat because I was mistreated? This is such a powerful revelation. He sees us when we respond rightly every time. Others might not see you. Have you ever had one of those times where someone did something to you, you responded rightly, they didn't receive you responding rightly and still treated you like you had responded wrongly? God saw it. God saw that. He sees everything. See, he's with us. We don't have a God who's far off. We have a God with a watchful eye that sees every moment of your life. I want to live with that revelation like burning within me. I don't want this to be a fringe idea. Yeah, I know the Bible says God's with us, blah, blah, blah. I want to live out of the revelation that he is with us. It's powerful. It changes everything. He sees you and still likes you. Oh, I love it. He watches over us. It's more than he sees us. It's that he's watching. It's not like, you know, you're in a crowd of people and a fight breaks out over there and you're kind of, you know, 100 yards away and you kind of see there's a little scuffle over there. It's not that kind of sees. He's watching intently every moment on the edge of his seat. What if you could picture God? How big is God's tuchus when he lifts up off that seat and he's peering over? I mean, that's a big wide angle. And he's looking and he's peering at every moment of your life. He's engaged, he's interested, he cares. God cares about you. He's engaged in your life and he's watching over us. We are the object of his affection. It's not just that he watches, he's watching things he likes. It's not just that he's got all the television screens on, one named you, one named you, one named you. It's that he's watching with great anticipation. What will they do? How will they respond? Will they apply my word? Will they walk with me? Will they gaze at me affectionately? Will they think of me? Will they include me? Will they pray? Will they get me involved? He's watching us. We serve a God who is watching us. This is such a powerful revelation. He's watching us. He's with us. He's in the day with us. He cares about the moments that are happening to you. He watches over the details of our lives. Let's put up that Psalm 121, 3 through 8. Psalm 121, 3 through 8. Look at that. Johnny on the spot back there. I can't even see it. Who is it? I see that hand. He watches over the details of our lives. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he watches over you. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. There are enough Bible verses about this God watching us thing. This might be an important detail. This might be a revelation we need. This might be one of those that we want to get written deep on our hearts, that we walk around with the revelation. He's watching me right now. He sees me. He sees me preaching goofy. He sees it. He sees my, maybe I match, maybe not. He sees me. Right now, he sees me. He saw what I ordered for lunch. He sees me. He's watching over me. I love this concept, a God who's watching over us, like a mother hen to the nest, watching over. He's giving careful attention. He's watching. He watches over the ones that he loves, Psalm 145, verse 20, and then also 146, verse 9. The Lord watches over all who love him. Not just he watches over the ones he loves, he watches over the ones who love him. Do you love God? Not if you do. If you love God, do you love God? He's watching over you. That's the Bible. I don't much care how your emotions lie and say the opposite. He's watching over you. Do you love God? He's watching over you. He's watching over those who love him. That's a powerful revelation. If we can live this way, he's watching me. This terrible thing just happened. He's watching me. This really cool thing just happened. He's watching me. This boring day, boring week, boring year. Same God, watching, engaged. To know that we have the eye of God. What if you don't have the eye of that really cool person? What if you don't have the eye of your boss? You don't have the attention of those cool neighbors or whatever. What if? Who cares? Who cares? God, he's watching. You have his eye. You have his attention. What a powerful way to live. Like something terrible happened to me today. Well, is God still watching you? Well, yeah. Well, then who cares? Who cares? You've got God. God. You don't just like have salvation and like, okay, you're barely saved, I'll let you into heaven. All day he's preoccupied watching you. He's like following you around. Everywhere you go, every time. They picked up a pencil. They picked up a pencil. Look at him. It's like, it's just a pencil. Yeah, but it's you with the pencil. And I like you. And you have a pencil in your hand. You wore a gray shirt today, Brett. Great. That's a great shirt. He's watching. He really, really likes us. This is so much better to live this way. Out of this revelation, listen, if this sounds goofy to you, you haven't thought about it enough. Because goofy's just the front door. There's a whole mansion of goodness in there. You just got to get past goofy. The revelation that God is watching us attentively, affectionately, is powerful. Psalm 146:9 says similarly, the Lord watches over the foreigner and he sustains the fatherless and the widow. Add onto that list anytime you're in a point of difficulty. That's not the fullness of what that verse means, but it's certainly included. You're in that moment of difficulty. Sometimes when we're in difficulty, we just feel so distant. Does anybody see me? Does anybody care? God sees you. He's with you. He's watching. He's actually watching you in the moment of difficulty. Let's put up the Genesis 31 verse. He's a witness over our lives. Not just the moments, but the whole counsel. The fullness of our whole life. God is a witness. May the Lord keep watch between you and me. Remember that God is a witness. God is a witness. You know, when you've got a witness on the witness stand, you know, in a courtroom, their objective is to testify to what they saw. They're supposed to testify to what they saw. God is constantly seeing you. He's constantly seeing your life, and he is a witness to you. Psalm 121, verse 7, he watches over our life. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. You have a sentry on guard. You have one who is watching over your life, I promise you. Though your pastor may not do a great job of it sometimes, your small group leader, they might have their issues. All of us have got our moments. But there is one who is keeping watch over your life. And it's actually far better and far stronger than whatever human resource you would look to look over you. You have a God who is watching over your life. He's watching. This is such a powerful revelation to live in. You know, we so often feel like God is far. And I just want to tell us, a lot of times it's because we're not applying the Bible in the moment. No, right now he's watching me right now. If you'll just tell yourself that, remind yourself of a verse or 20. Just remind yourself. Get a couple of these Bible verses written on your heart. No, he's watching me right now. He sees me. He's the guard of my life. He's watching me. He's a witness. He's watching over me. If you'll remember that in the moment, you are no longer alone. You weren't alone a minute ago. You just thought you were. The enemy wanted to convince you that you were alone. Your circumstances might have felt alone, but you were not alone. You were actually no more alone than when you were with 1,000 people at a concert. You had God, and God's presence is a lot bigger than 1,000 people's. You have God with you, and he's watching you. Not just that he's there staring off this direction while you're over here playing in the sandbox. He's in there playing with it. Big old God hands messing up your castle and stuff. He's right there with you. This is a powerful revelation. God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us, and he's watching. It's such a powerful revelation to live out of. He keeps watch over our paths. How about that Job 33:11? He keeps watch over all my paths. You've never been a place he didn't see. That dark road that you went down that you shouldn't have, that brightly lit road that you thought was going to be awesome and turned out to be horrible, the really mundane road that just keeps going is forever, like, let it stop already. He's right there. He sees you. The God who sees us. This is such a good revelation. If we can get this, right now he sees me. Well, what are you doing? It doesn't matter. He sees you. Well, but it's been a while. He sees you. It's been quiet. He sees you. Everything's a mess. He sees you. The God who has a close watch on all my paths. All my paths. Good, bad, up, down, green, blue. All my paths. There is a God in heaven who has close watch on all of your paths. That struggle, that temptation, that fight, that overcoming, that blessing and that victory. He has close watch. Like, if God is for us, who could be against us? I mean, if we have the revelation that God is watching me, like, you're never alone. You're on a desert island with God. I'm all alone with God, the God of the universe who created everything. You're not alone. You're God. His watchful eye, attentive, able. God is able to answer prayer just as easily with no one around as with someone's around. He's God. His eyes are on our ways. Job 34, verse 21, and Psalm 1:6. His eyes are on the ways of mortals. He sees their every step. Did you see that one? How about that one? How about the, oh, I didn't, how about that one? He sees every step. Job hire, job fire. He sees every step. He is the God who sees every step. There's never a moment he wasn't paying attention to. There's never a second that he didn't see. He sees you. We serve the God who sees. He's got really big eyeballs. He sees. I think one of the reasons he put eyeballs in the armpits of those living creatures just to prove he's got more eyes than them. Those living creatures are up there flapping their wings. They got eyeballs everywhere in their armpits looking at you. And God sees more than they see. He is the God who sees every step. He sees you. Moment of weakness, moment of overcoming, moment where nobody saw it, moment where you totally should have got promoted, you should have gotten, you know, praised, you should have gotten, you know, something, and nobody saw it. God saw it. He sees. We serve the God who sees. The Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. He watches over your way. God, I'm trying here. You ever say that to him? You ever feel like things just aren't working? You're trying. You're like, ah, Lord, I'm trying here. He's like, oh, I see it. I see your ways. I am not far from you. I am right there. I'm a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I see your ways. I see every movement of your heart. I see every action, every step, every dollar, every moment. I see you. He watches over the way of the righteous. Whatever you're thinking, whatever your circumstance, I promise you this. He is watching over your way in that very moment. In the moment that you're like, surely not in this moment, especially in that moment. Though there may be a delay, you just wait. He sees everything. This is such a fun way to live, by the way. To live out of the revelation that God sees me all the time. It's a little terrifying sometimes. But it's mostly a good thing. It's fascinating. It's your heart is alive because you're never alone. You're never alone. I get up in the morning. It is the groggiest phrases that come out of my mouth. But he's listening. Hi. Help. Bye. Hi. I mean, it's like totally intelligible. He's right there. He's with us. He's with us. Living out of this revelation. His eyes are always on you. It's a powerful way to live. It's not just Bible verses. What good would that do? Bible verses to be quoted or memorized or something for the kids. Like, wait, that's dumb. These are revelatory facts about the one that we serve. He's watching. He sees it. He sees it all, and you can dialogue with him because he saw it. He considers. He doesn't just see, he weighs, he considers. Psalm 33, 13 through 15, he sees and he considers. He contemplates, he calculates. He's looking at what is happening around you, and he's processing it and coming up with the right response. From heaven, the Lord looks down and he sees all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches all those who live on the earth. He watches. He who forms the hearts of all, who considers everything they do. He saw what the lost person did. He saw what that guy did to you in traffic. He saw what your boss did. He saw what your spouse did. He saw what your friend didn't do. He sees it. He sees it all, and he considers, he calculates. He ponders, he thinks. God thinks about you. I can only think about one thing at once. Sometimes it seems like half of one thing. God is able to make up all the slack of that which I lack. He can think about everyone and all the circumstances of your life. And he's not just thinking, he's calculating. He's processing. He's considering everything that you do. This is a God who knows us dearly. 1 Corinthians 8:3. Whoever loves God is known by God. Do you love him? Do you love him? We'll do this again. That was pretty weak. Do you love him? You are known by him. On your day that you're weak, messed up, made the mistake, got in the car accident, you're known by him. The word of God says, whoever loves God is known by God. Known by God, good day, bad day, fired day, hired day. You are known by God. And that revelation is powerful because he is the God who has the capacity to know every aspect of your nature and who you are and still like you. He knows you. He knows you. I just want to be known. I mean, that's probably pretty obvious for loud, redheaded extrovert, but I just want to be known. God knows me far better than any of you, far better than whatever show any of us could put on. God knows us. If we love him, we are known by him. That's a powerful way to live. The God who sees us, still likes us, knows everything about us. He searches our hearts. Psalm 139, 23 through 24. Search me, God. Know my heart. Test me. And know my anxious thoughts. I know I often have anxious thoughts. And I've got to fight those things off because they're not helpful. They'll take me far away from thinking about the Lord, thinking about how big my circumstances are and how little God is. What a silly thing to do. Know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me. He searches our hearts. This is a God who knows us, who searches us. His watchful eye isn't just over our circumstances, it's over our solemnstances. He's all up in here. He's in our mind and our will and our emotions. He sees everything. This is a God whose watchful eye is on us. This is such a powerful way to live. You can't escape him. I'll tell you what happens, though. We live so often without this revelation that there is a God who sees us. There is a God who is watching us, whose watchful eye is upon us. And we forget that revelation, and then we live like that revelation isn't true. It looks like this. Nobody sees me. Nobody knows me. Nobody cares. Nobody's hurting with me. Nobody has my back. Oh, yes, someone does. The big someone. The biggest. The real someone you want watching you. It's actually scary if anybody else is watching you as closely as God is. Like creeper status, for sure. But more than that, God is so kind in the way that he processes what he sees. What he sees when he looks at you and me, it's like rose-tinted glasses, I'm telling you. And he sees it. He sees it all and he still likes us. He sees our every thought. Psalm 139, 1 through 3, if we can get that one up there. You've searched me, Lord. You know me. You know when I sit. You know when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out, my lying down. You're familiar with all of my ways. All my ways, all my days, all my praise. All my mind, all my soul, all my everything, all my circumstances, all my friends, all those moments of promotion, all those moments I was passed over, all those moments where I responded well, the moments I didn't. He sees all of them. He is the God who sees us. He searched us and he knows us and he still likes us. Even after knowing you, he still likes you. He's a God who's looking for intimacy with us. Let's put up that Psalm 138, verse 6. He looks at us affectionately. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees us from afar. Song of Solomon 4:9 says similarly, you've stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You've stolen my heart with one glance of your eye. He's looking at us affectionately. It's not just that he sees. He sees with the rosiest tinted glasses that have ever been forged, and they're called truth, faith, and love. He sees perfectly, and yet when he looks at you, he sees this kindly. He looks kindly on the lowly. He sees us as those that have stolen his heart. This is how he sees. It's not just that he sees our circumstances. He sees us and he likes what he sees. I love to talk to God about this point. I love to mention something stupid I just did and say, and you still like me. How can this be? I am so glad that you are this generous with your affections, with your emotions. I am so lucky that you are a God who has a watchful eye over my life and that you've got this divine editing process that still likes me even though I did something I don't want repeated today. You still like me. We serve a God who has a watchful eye over us. Aren't you glad?
This concludes this teaching from Forerunner Fellowship. For more information about our congregation, visit forerunnerfellowship.org. Thank you.